Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. And yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and Hermut with their program, Omran, and the mic with me now until the hour of 1900 hours. This is Business and Economic Segment. It's your favorite, platform at Eagle FM, where we discuss business, we discuss money, we discuss policy, and we discuss everything which is affecting our bread and butter issue. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is your platform where we engage on everything that is related to bread and butter issue. As I have indicated earlier on, we look at domestic affairs, regional affairs, and also international affairs. And the aim is only one, to make sure that whatever conversation that we bring about, they contribute positively to the advancement and development of Namibia. And we make sure that every conversation that we bring about, we come up with those thought-provoking questions, and to let us think, rethink, reevaluate, and also learn new things, and contribute also to the conversation on how to do things better, because we may be a different sector, different platform, but the aim is only one, to make sure that we achieve those long-term Namibia developmental goals, and also to live in the country where development is not only one-sided, or it's not only racial, and development is also not only in one sector, not only economic development, but development, a total developmental aspect which cut across all the sectors. We look at economic infrastructure, and the most important, human development, development where the basic needs are catered for, where the future is secured, and the development where people, particularly children and women, are happy to live in, because that is where we want to get into. Yeah, and before we enter deep into the conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram and on LinkedIn, because that is the only way that you are going to work, that is the only way that you are going to be a very good citizen who understand economic matters, a very good citizen who understand what is happening in terms of economic statistics, political decisions which affect the development of the country, update you on international affairs, and you can only get that through Eagle FM Namibia. And interestingly, we also have e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. It's a newspaper, electronic paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And liking our page, sharing the Villager newspaper, and subscribing to it, that is the best way that you'll be able to receive those economic news, so that you can be that very good citizen, the very good business person, very good young person who can make those long-term economic and strategic decisions that can assist you in your research. They can also assist you in making choices, either financial choices, either choices in terms of investment. And yeah, you can only do that by liking our page and stay connected. And the other thing, there are also those who are asking, where are you, Eagle FM Namibia? We are not hearing you from this side. What is going on? Are you guys on air or not on air? What I can tell you is that it's only you who is not connected with us. Most of them, they are already connected with us. But interestingly, if you are not able to be reached by our frequency, you can download Eagle FM app. Just go to Play Store, or if you have an iPhone, you go where you download app, and download Eagle FM Namibia. You download that app. It's an app with the sign of an eagle written in red and also black letters. Download that app. The moment you download it and you open it, you'll be able now to listen to the program which are on air, and through our podcast on that platform or on that app, you'll be able also to listen to the previous programs that you have missed, well documented, and you'll be able to see them. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come back.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you. Get social with...
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and was indicating that you can connect us through downloading our Eagle FM app through your Play Store, put it in your phone, and you will be listening to the radio, whether you are in Namibia or outside. It operating exactly like WhatsApp, but this one is the best one, because with it, all those things that you have missed, you'll be able to go and check them. It's updated every day in terms of the programs. Go to the podcast, listen, and also get your, you know, your information. If you miss your weekend programs, you can still go to the podcast, check them, and you will be able also to, you know, to read and be up to date. So, and the other thing is also a Hangano or a hymn book that you can access with your phone. Christians, and also those who go to happy events like birthdays, you know, weddings, graduations, baby showers, and many other events that require you to sing, or even, you know, praising, you know, songs, and require you to sing from a hymn book, and you just don't have it, or it's old, or maybe you lost it, or you gave it to somebody. But in the world of digitalization, you don't need to suffer, because we got you. We got you in the sense that we have Imba app. Imba app is the best app that you can use to access the hymn book. It's a simplification or a smart way of accessing a hymn book with your digital phone. Just by going to your Play Store, again, you download Imba app. It's a blue app. When you download it, you'll be able now to follow those, you know, hymn book. You can be able to sing along. Interestingly, it's not only in Oshiwambo, that is a Hangano book, but we also have English, we have Oshierero, we have Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages that you can also, you know, access to. And just be smart. Yeah, just be smart. Find a smart way of doing things. You can be a pastor, but in this regard, you find yourself, you just lost your hymn book or you forgot it. You don't need to run to home so you can come back to church. No, you just take your phone. You have data. Download. Or you can connect it to the church Wi-Fi. Download that Imba app. Then in a second, you can lead your congregation in a happy and a smart way. So today we are going to look at the topic that we have on the table. But before that, let us look at... paying the bills, then we can go straight into the conversation for today. And we also have a guest. We have a guest today who's going to talk about the topic that we are going to bring about. So stay tuned.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa eva tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who knows does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are going to look at the topic which is in lining with the content of today, which is it's an African Child Day. It's an African Child Day. It has been celebrated for many years due to the contribution of African children to the liberation of Africa and also to stand up and fight for their rights. And this is a conversation for today. However, for us to contextualize this conversation, we are going to ask these questions to say, why we are celebrating African children or African Child's Day, how does it feel to be a Namibian child? What is the context of, how are the Namibian children protected post-colonial Namibia? And what are some of the mechanism, laws and regulations in place, to protect Namibian children? Are we doing what we are supposed to be doing, or there are things that we need to do better? And that is the context for today's conversation. We are going to take it down or boil it down to Namibia, and we're also going to touch at various events like the mistress killing of children, the effort of the Namibia law enforcement to protect the Namibian child, the issues of parents, and just in general, and also promotion of patriotism and unity to children so that, you know, they are not just the future generation, but they are the leaders who are expecting their generation to get time so that they can, you know, lead this country. So we are going to look at that context, and for us to unpack this, or for us to unpack this conversation, I got into the conversation with Brian Guccinado. Brian Guccinado is a political scientist, he's a sociologist, and he studied law also. And today we are going to look at the African Child Day, using Namibia as a case study, what need to be done, where we have been, what we did good, and in that context. And it's also very important for parents and also children to be on the radio and also listen, so that they can get one thing or two, so that at least our young ones should be able also to listen and also see how they'll be advised, and also just to know where you are as a Namibian child and what needs to be done for you to be safe, and also what can you contribute to the country, because being a child, you are equivalent to any other person. You are a human being, and when people have been counted, you are also being counted, whether you are 0 years old or you are beyond that. So In a very short period of time, we are going to a conversation with Brian Guccinado, and just stay tuned after this short commercial break.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM.
Yes, as it was indicated that, historically, well, today is African Child's Day. And we are celebrating the commitment and also the work of African children of those days. And it's reminding us that every generation has a generational mission that need to be accomplished. And looking at the background of the students of South Africa who stood up and fought colonialism until to the point where they got killed by, you know, live bullets. But today we are going to reflect back on the African Child Day, putting into context Namibian context, whether Namibian children are safe, what is the generational mission of Namibian children, is it safe to be in Namibia, what are some of the laws, and we are going to look at that context. But for us to unpack this, I got into the conversation with Brian Guccinado. Brian Guccinado is a scholar of politics, law, and sociology. And I think it's the right topic for him today to discuss this aspect. Brian Guccinado, good evening. How are you doing? And how have you been?
I've been good. I'm super fine.
Yes. Now let us start with the main question of an African child. Apart from history, post-colonial Namibia, how have been children in Namibia being treated? Are the Namibian children prioritized, whether it's by law, whether it's private sector, and just a general background of a Namibian child before you go to the context of itself?
Yeah, I think the Namibian child post-colonial times, I think they are in good hands. The government is really, really on it, trying to find solutions for their well-being, breakthrough. They came up with a lot of policies, a lot of laws, such as free education for basic education. Now, lately we are hearing, I don't know whether also children, but even tertiary school is fast becoming free.
So,
and there's a lot of laws in place to protect a Namibian child.
Yeah.
But it boils down to, are these laws actually executed?
Yeah. Now, let us look at government. Let us look at also issues of parents and also issues of private sector in terms of the structure of a Namibian household. Are the Namibian children safe?
I think from government, if we have to start in that order, the government actually has set the tone. They have introduced good laws that are protecting the kids or the children.
Mm.
And the problem is now the parenting.
Yeah.
The parents, I don't know, is it because of the level of unemployment, level of education, they so to in to a certain extent so much not into protecting the Namibian child.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Halfway after school and help them with homework. They just let the kids be. And, you know, these things that led to the rape cases in Nokahanja, I don't want to blame the parents per se, but, you know, I feel that even the community was not actually getting involved in the life of the children, because I'm hearing some of these kids are receiving gifts, sweets and stuff to follow these, possibly these murderers. These are some of the stuff, because the parents are actually not on board with the children. But the government is actually on point with the laws that protect and that keeps the community account to account.
Now let us look at the case that you have mentioned, the Okanja case, where more than three children were killed. These people are still not yet caught. But it's not only in Okanja. There's a case in Rudaris. It's still an open case. And we also have cases in the southern part of Namibia, apart from Rudaris, and also in Windhoek, where children are being killed by people who are not yet caught. And you are asking yourself, and just looking at the context, like what happened this year, where a lot of children in Okahanja and also in the whole Namibia did not want to go to school. They were so scared and traumatized by the situation. What do you think about law enforcement in the area of apprehending those who are committing crimes, particularly to these innocent, helpless, and also defenseless children?
I think it's the mechanism of executing such as CCTVs on school is very important nowadays. You need to have CCTVs on schools. I saw it on one of these social media posts where people are saying every school should have some kind of CCTV.
Yeah.
The law enforcers, like the police officers, I wouldn't blame them per se, because they are quite understaffed. You know, they don't have a lot of mechanism to run around to apprehend these idiots who are killing and raping the kids. So it's very sad that the police, the law enforcement in Namibia is understaffed. That we don't have enough technology to keep our kids safe. Like CCTV is something that any school can afford. We don't have all these things. So it's an open play field for a murderer to just come and do whatever they want with our kids.
Now while we are at that, let us move to child labor, because I know you have been in area of labor laws for a few times, and looking at Namibia, particularly in cities and towns, we are also seeing children. Some are Namibian, some are not Namibians, but in the Namibian context, working, and you are asking yourself, is this child labor? As somebody who studied law, what is defining child labor, and where are we standing as a country? And do you really think we are doing much to make sure that we keep these children at school until the age of 16 before they enter the job market, either as you know, assistant or just a real job?
Yeah, I think some parents are actually doing it. They are going out of their way, even if they have to do double work. Security during the day and a waiter during the night, just to raise a little money to make sure the kids have bread to go to school or buy some books to study. But there are those parents who are actually not forthcoming. They are actually just doing their own thing. The children are on their own. Kids are forced to go into labor, like working in ShopRite. Some are even selling mops and cooking sticks around Katutura Black Chain area. Their parents are nowhere to be found, because this is the way they understand. This is the only way to survive, to put bread on the table, because their mommy and daddy is drunk half of the time. So they're actually not coming forth. That's why I'm feeling that the parents in Namibia also not forthcoming. especially my gender, the males.
Yeah.
We are not there for the kids. The mothers are running around and they are trying to raise some funds to help the kids, and you find the kids just breaking the labor laws. And the company should be held accountable hiring a small child like that. You know, I think it's high time that the government also look into companies that are hiring small kids to do this kind of jobs.
Yeah.
A kid under the age of 15 is supposed to be in school.
Yes. Apart from school, we are there. It is indicated that, you know, family is a foundation of every society. And it's a right of a child to be protected, to be safe, to have bread on the table every day, or eat, you know, three meals a day. Now, looking at the context of Namibia, where unemployment is very high, where poverty is still striking, we are still receiving a lot of, you know, funds and food from outside. Do you think this economic situation also put the condition of Namibian children in a very difficult position, either to survive or to have basic needs to have and have a secured future?
I think the Namibian government, although they've provided all these laws, they are actually disadvantaging some of these children whose parents are maybe not educated,
yeah,
or whose parents are not employed. We have the Ministry of Gender, for example,
yeah,
who are having a fund to help the orphanage, but a child without a father, when she or he is applying for this grant, should be told, produce your father's ID, and the father is nowhere to be found.
Mm.
So this kid will be left in nothing else but to suffer. It's really unfair. I think they should relax some of these requirements for somebody to have access to some of this fund, because these are taxpayers' money, and this is supposed to support our people.
Yeah.
And but the limit that they throw up there, it's quite disheartening. People cannot access some of these funds that was meant for them. So economically, I think the government has good ideas, but to execute it, it's a problem. They have unnecessary requirements. Brian's child cannot access because mommy ran away and left me with a kid. And mommy doesn't want to bring the birth certificate to register the kid. So this kid has to suffer with Brian all the for the rest of his life. And as a result, the child starts stealing, started doing funny jobs, pushing the trailer at ShopRite just to raise some money. So these are some of these things.
Yeah, now let us look at, we are at a Namibian child. We are looking at, as we are celebrating African Child Day, we are also looking at the condition across all children in Namibia, whether you are from a rich middle class or, you know, lower class. Now, there's a question which I've been asking myself, because when you move around, especially in the city, in Windhoek City, there are these street kids. When you look at them, majority of them are below the age of 16. And the question that you're asking yourself is this the end? Because people continue begging. I don't know if there have been some measures in place to take them either back to school or rehabilitation center. Some of them, when you meet them, they are telling you they do not have parents. Some are saying they are born in the street. Is this how it's going to be? Seeing another kid going to school, to a private school at the back of the parents' car while you are in the robots or at the robots begging. Is this the end, or how is this situation going to be improved?
The sad reality is that most of these kids in the back of the car going to elite schools are children of ministers who have secured their children's future with some kind of study insurances and all these things.
Yeah.
Other kids, parents, as I said, maybe it's more so because of unemployment,
yeah,
or their parents ran away, and these kids also tried to seek a way to survive.
Mm.
About a few weeks ago, there was a newspaper article where the government was only willing to give them food. And they said, we don't want food, we want shelter.
Some of these things,
it's really heartbreaking, because I feel like our government is not doing consultation. They just wake up in the morning, just get some of those expired food from ShopRite and give to those kids, which is really unfair and violating human rights. So they should do due diligence, do consultancy, and try to assist these kids accordingly, because these kids want to go to school. It's very heartbreaking for them to see others going to school and they are just in the street, or those going to school, they are also feeling bad for the other one. So I think it's high time the government come up with proper mechanism, do proper consultations, and help these children.
Yeah, just before, I don't think I'm going to let you go today, because I have a lot of questions, because the condition of a Namibian child, particularly if you are middle class, below the middle class down here, is very unfortunate. We have seen a lot of foreigners traveling to Namibia. Some they are supporting orphanage, but at the end of the day, we receive some bad news, especially us in the media. We have seen, we investigate some bad news about, you know, child being exposed to pornography. Some become victims of this assistance. And what do you say about this? Is an orphanage a safe place for a Namibian child, or a safe house a safe place for a Namibian child, especially those who depends on external donors and assistance for food and also maybe other materials?
Ideally, orphanages should support, or is supposed to be a safe haven for the kids.
Yeah.
But with these corrupt cartels who are taking the kids, exposing them to pornography or most probably human trafficking, and because these kids have no parents, so they... So most cases they are left unaccounted. Where did this kid go?
Yeah.
People just forget very fast.
Mm.
So the kids will also tend to be afraid to go to orphanages. I think, as I said, it just boils down to our government. Due diligence. Do they do research? Do they consult?
Mm.
How do they come up with a government orphanage that the kids can feel safe, can go home, play, have a playground or whatever an orphanage looks like? Just something like that where the government gets involved, because this human trafficking, child pornography and all these things, they are getting out of hand now. And some of them are here. They are happening right in Namibia. We see it in the media and all these things. As you said, you guys in the media houses, you always know this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking. These are our kids.
Now, let us look at the long-term impact of, children, because we have seen the other time I was watching a video of a minister of health talking about mental health, and she was talking about assistance either to professional in healthcare and also those who are at the institution of health. Now the question is, you know, Namibia is known to be a country with high level of gender-based violence. Some kids, they have seen their parents being murdered, their siblings and all those things. But there is this called long-term impact or long-term, trauma, or the health professional, they know how to explain it very well. But in terms of children from that condition, do you think these children are getting assistance, or do we have those mechanisms in place to assist, children in Namibia, particularly those who are coming from dangerous zones, those who are coming from tough, families or broken families, or those who are coming from deep poverty where abuse become the order of the day?
Yeah, I think the problem that we have in Namibia is also our social norms, where we argue that if my son murdered somebody or the mother of the child should not go to an orphanage, should not go see some psychologist or some social worker.
Yeah.
In our culture, we take care of our own. And these kids, even when we take care of our own culturally, we don't have some of those aspects like psychological assessments and how the kid is recovering from such a trauma. We just take the kids to the village. And the kid just go to play with other kids, but this thing stuck in the back of his or her mind for the rest of his life. So some of this stuff, the kids grow up with it, and at the end of the day, they also create that violence or some character that they picked up from the environment where they come from. So I think it's high time that the government should also look at such things. It's just research and consultation. I think that's what we lack in our government. So I don't have the statistics of whether these institutions, the psychologists, Namibian childcare, all these things, whether they are actually involved in these kids' lives. I don't have the statistics, and neither do I know their stance. I don't even know where they are, whether they still exist.
Yeah. Now, finally, let us look at now we are in one country. There is something that is called patriotism, pride of being a Namibian child. And those years there have been a lot of activities to connect children, either through academia, either through social activities. Now, in your view, for us to build a nation, how can we build this, how can we expand these young leaders of tomorrow, or through, you know, patriotism activities, or just to be proud of being Namibians? And how do we connect them together as Namibian children who can stand for the future and also, you know, protect the heritage of this country?
I think it boils down to who they are first.
Okay.
We need to train them to appreciate themselves.
Okay.
To appreciate the beauty of life. That's where psychologists, social workers come into it. Play there and help these kids who are orphanage, help parents who have broken homes to get their house in order. Once, because I believe in the building blocks of a nation, it starts with the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic. If the family is in order, the people, the kids will start appreciating their country, their homes. So if the homes are broken, the family are broken, then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The kids would want to move to the UK as my tribe, they like leaving the country to go to the UK because they believe there's hope there. Because families in Namibia are broken and there's not that support structure anymore. So if we have to fix our families, I think it starts with that basic unit of fixing the family first. And then I think the people will grow with that pride that I'm a Namibian, I belong to this family, and I'm a part of the Namibian family. So if we don't have that basic block fixed, then we have a problem. To get people who are patriotic.
Yes, Brian, just your message, especially to either to Namibian children, and the definition of a Namibian children, a Namibian child is from the age of 0 to 16, because from there you are youth and you can do a lot of things. Now, what is your message to Namibian children, and also to guardians and also parents and those who are dealing with these young ones, especially in this day?
I think my message to the Namibian child first is to stay focused, my little one. Stay focused. Don't lose your eye off the prize, because education is key. I know times are hard, but just stay focused. I know mommy and daddy might not have this and that, or that T-shirt or that toy that you want to play with, but education should be your priority. I think that's my message to the Namibian child and to the parents. I think the kids is a gift from God. Let's honor them. Let's appreciate them. Let's groom them in the way of God, in spiritual ways, whether it's Muslim way or Christian way, but as long as they are intact and because they are a gift from God, let's raise our kids in a fearful manner, to fear God, with reverence to God.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they won't go wrong. And don't spare the rod.
Yes. Thank you very much, Brian Guchinada. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sharp, sharp.
Sharp.
Yes, that was Brian Guchinada, and he was talking to us about the condition of a Namibian child. Let's take the caller. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Design, how are you?
I'm well. You are on ANA, you are business and economic segment. Yeah, you are on A. What is your view? Come again? Oh, you are on ANA?
Oh.
Yeah. Okuno program business and economic segment. Business and economic segment, huh? Yeah. It's always very important to make sure that when you call, you know why you are calling, and can also ask the right questions so that we can assist you. And calling for the sake of calling, and it's not right at all. So, yeah, let's continue with the business and economic segment. Today we are talking about a Namibian child. We are talking about the celebration of African Child Day. And either Namibian children are safe or not. we touched on the issues of parenting, the issues of law enforcement, the issues of practical implementation of policies that are concerned with the protection of children. And yeah, so for you to air your opinion, you can call us at 083-288-401-083-288-401. Let's go to a commercial break, and we can come in.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg? Now that's just not right. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know?
Yes, we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our show. Because before we come to the end of our program, today we're talking about children's rights, protections and safety in Namibia. And it's always very important to make sure that when we are doing this thing of celebrating, African Child Day, it's also very important to look at ourselves. How do you view a kid? How do you view a child? And from the government perspective, what best efforts are you putting in place to make sure that Namibian children are safe? And just not long ago, we have seen a lot of children. We have seen children being murdered. Just in 1 month, one area, some are from the same school, same class. And when you're asking yourself, there was even a situation where the head of state have to take a mission to go to Okahanja to say, we are going to investigate what is happening. It was a big thing. And one of the statements is a declaration of Okahanja being under the police. Now, when you're asking yourself to say, no, what happened now after that? What really happened? Was it just a moment of that day? Did we get any update from the police on what happened? Or are these guys still at large? And those who are killing children, what mission are they able to do? What is so very difficult for our law enforcement to apprehend these guys? And it's something that we really need to think about, to say, something happened, people keep quiet, and life continue like nothing else. And those children are still traumatized. They are still traumatized. And it's still going to be in their mind for the next years they are going to live on this earth. And so it's always very important to make sure that let's do a self-assessment as a country, as a government, and also as an individual to say, how do we view children? How can we protect them? And how should they feel safe? Because they are not just children. Everybody was a child. And at the end of the day, there was certainly, definitely, those who reach a certain level there where they have to lead this country, either through politics, private sector, and wherever they are going to find themselves. So it's always very important to make sure that, you know, when we are celebrating this, not just for the sake of celebration, let us talk about, yes, indeed, it's very important to look at the progress, but challenges that need to be addressed. That is what's very important. Celebration is very good, but the existence of the state was supposed to make sure that you make the life of individuals easy, like how it has been defined, that it's for the greater good of men or for the greater good of everybody in it. And when we are doing this celebration, let us not just look at celebrating for the sake of celebrating. We must celebrate. Let us reflect and see, to say, for our country to move forward, for our country to be very strong, you need a very young, energetic workforce, young, energetic, equipped, and able workforce. In fact, you need young people with fresh mind who can lead various sectors. And for these guys to be active, first they must be children. And are they taken care of so that they will reach those age with energy, and also with pride of, you know, of being a Namibian, because at the end of the day, national unity is what matters. We can do, we can argue, we can fight here and there, but what is very important is that at the end of the day, we understand that we are all Namibians, and this is our state. So it's always very important. And then also, you know, as a parent, as an educator, how do you value, particularly teachers, how do you value how do you value children? Do you value children just as noisemakers that I'm going to teach so I can get my salaries? Or do you value them, you know, with authenticity to say, these are the, I'm training the leaders of tomorrow, I'm training the engineers of tomorrow, the lawyers, the journalists, and all those people of tomorrow that are going to lead this country one day. Because it's always very important to reflect. And the other thing also is this thing to say, yes, Namibia is a very small population. We are not even 4 million people. We are not 4 million people, but when you go around the streets, you'll be able to see these orphans. They are the same age of the child that is at the back of your car. And they are the same age of children who are in class, but they are at robots asking for dollars and, you know, just asking for food. Then the question that you're asking yourself, is it really necessary for a country of small population to have people like this? Don't we have where we are putting them? And if we have where we are putting them, like orphanage, safe houses and all those things, what is the situation there? Are they also safe at safe houses and orphanages? Because we are seeing a lot of reports and a lot of news also of not only Namibians, even foreigners. They come to Namibia and they come and abuse our kids, expose them to pornography, touch them inappropriately. And you are asking yourself this question, how is the situation of being a Namibian? Is the rights that have been fought for by the generation before us still not yet respected? And what can be done? So yeah, we have around 2 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we were talking about African Child Day. We were trying to trace the progress of the progress and achievement of Namibia, post-colonial Namibia, in terms of making sure that children's are protected or uplifting the rights of children. Look at the safety, look at the education sector, look at issues of parenting, and look at very important issues of well-being, because children are not well developed. They are still in the process of growing, but issues of well-being is very important, especially what it has been discussed, issues of mental health and all those things. What has been discussed to say, some children are just, like what Brian has said, they witnessed dangerous cases, parents being murdered, siblings, or unfortunate situations. But instead of taking this child to a professional, you just send them home, to the north, or send them to the south, or to the village, so they can, you know, be with others and start playing. But what is interesting is that the young mind is very difficult for a young mind to forget, and this thing will come back even after 50 years. So that's why when we are discussing those things, when we are celebrating these days, let us go a little bit deeper this conversation, so that at least we become meaningful and impactful in the lives of these, you know, the young ones. They are called bundle of joys, but indeed not all the Namibian children are safe. Some of them, they are still, you know, sleeping with empty stomach. Some of them, they suffer silently. But yeah, those are things that we need to discuss about. But what is very interesting is also that that is an aspect of human development. When you talk about human development, it's not only about economy in terms of numbers, but it's about the well-being of human. What is the basic, what is Namibia health policy? Is it inclusive enough to include all the children? So, yeah, we have not enough seconds, but we are coming to the end of our program for today. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for always keeping up with business and economic segment and most importantly, Eagle FM Namibia. So continue following us in our social media platform. Download our the Villager e-paper, newspaper. And yeah, download and make sure that you download Imba app, subscribe, and so that you can be a good citizen who understands economic matters. So from me, David Shombe, thank you very much for listening. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Umtuma team. That is Kapate Katoka and Akam Fry. So, bye-bye. Till next time.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Any person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.